Annie, a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Meet Nicanor. Nicanor lived during the time when the second Beit HaMikdash was being built. He lived in Eretz Yisrael, and he's so happy that the Beit HaMikdash was being rebuilt, and he wanted to be a part of it. And he was thinking and thinking, what can my contribution be? What can I do to help this new Beit HaMikdash be so beautiful? And then Nicanor thought of an idea. I am going to create two humongous, beautiful doors made out of the finest copper. The really fine kinds of copper wasn't available in Eretz Yisrael. And after he did his research, he discovered that in Egypt, in Mitzrayim, in a city called Alexandria, there was very high quality copper and
expert coppersmith.
So can you guess what he did? Nicanor sailed straight to Alexandria. He knew that this wasn't going to be a 1 or 2 day job, or even 1 or 2 weeks. So Nicanor rented a house to live in the entire time that the doors would be worked on. So there he was in Alexandria in Egypt, living in a house. And the next morning he went out and said, it's time for me to start finding craftspeople that are expert in copper. Next, he had to ask the people to help him find which tools he needed to buy for them to use to create the doors. And of course, he asked the craftspeople to help him find the finest, finest, shiniest, brightest copper that would look almost golden. And after he found the workers helped him do just that, get all the right tools that they would need and find the best copper available. And Nicanor paid for all of this. He was very excited to be a part of creating these doors, not just paying for them. So he joined the workers that were doing the engraving on the doors. They needed to shape the doors, and they made beautiful, beautiful designs on them with lots and lots of decorations. And he asked if he could have special jobs along the way, because even though it wasn't his area of expertise, they helped him find little things that he could do because he was so excited to be a part of creating these gates for the Beit HaMikdash. Finally, after months, the gates were ready to be brought back to Eretz Yisrael. And so he needed to hire workers to carry these very, very heavy, heavy doors to a ship that was heading from Alexandria to Israel. And he said, I am going to go on the ship along with my special doors to protect them on the journey. The ship started to sail, and the doors were very heavy. So the ship moved slowly through the waters. A number of days later, they were still a long distance away from Eretz Yisrael, and a storm came, and the waves were knocking against the ship. They were moving it to the right and to the left, and it was wobbling and moving up and down, and the people were getting very dizzy. and they were getting stomach aches because it was shaky. Then they started to get more than just ship sick. They were actually getting nervous and starting to shake a little bit and thinking, we actually might be in real danger. We do not want this boat to overturn. We do not want to drown. The boat was getting filled with water from all of the shaking back and forth. And the people on the ship went over to Nicanor and they said, Nicanor, your doors, they're weighing down the ship. There's a very big storm. We want to try to make the ship a little lighter. And we're going to throw one of the doors into the sea to lighten it up. And Nicanor said, please, please do not throw the door overboard. Please, I worked so hard to have it made. And it's going to be part of a very holy place called the Beit HaMikdash. Please. Before he knew it, they grabbed the door and they threw it overboard into the sea. The ship was lighter. And for a while, it seemed like things were going to be okay with the lighter ship as they continued to sail towards Israel. But the storm was just quiet for a little bit, and then it came back raging again. And even though they had lightened the ship a little bit, it was still heavy, and it was tilting and tilting, and the people were trying to stand on the other side of where the doors were to even it all out. But the sailors that were on the ship saw that it was still very dangerous, and they said one door wasn't enough to throw overboard. When Nicanor heard this, he was so sad that he laid down on top of the door. He spread out his arms and he spread out his feet. And as he clutched it and held on as tightly as he could with both of his arms and hands, he said to the sailors, if you need to throw this door overboard into the sea, you will have to throw me in too, because I don't want to let go of these precious doors. And the second those words left his lips, a miracle happened. And immediately, the huge storm stopped and the sea was so quiet. And the waters were no longer rushing. Now they were very, very calm. And the ship sailed as if it was the most peaceful ride ever, all the way until it reached the port city of Akko in Eretz Yisrael. Nicanor got off of the ship, and the sailors helped him lower the door off of the ship. He was very grateful that the door was saved, but in his heart was still feeling very sad that the second door was lost somewhere in the sea. He was thinking to himself, I think the fish are the only creatures that know where the door is because it's somewhere on the bottom of the sea. I had really hoped that I would have two doors to dedicate to the Beit HaMikdash. But now I only have one. And he looked out at the waves in the sea. And as he looked out, dreaming about his door that was laying there on the bottom next to some fish, he couldn't believe his eyes. He saw something shimmering and shiny, reflecting off of the sun in the water. What was that shiny object popping up and down and up and down? Could it possibly be the door? His eyes went boing. He was amazed. It was the door. The door was on the surface of the water and was floating gently on the waves. The door wasn't on the bottom of the sea. The door was following the current and made it all the way to the land of Israel, to the port of Akko. Nicanor just couldn't believe it. He had both stunning, magnificent doors to bring to the Beit HaMikdash, and they weren't even damaged. Wow. People heard this story, and they were so overjoyed that Hashem made such a miracle happen for Nicanor. The doors were brought to Yerushalayim, and they were installed in the Beit HaMikdash in a very special place in the courtyard.
These doors were so beautiful and also very heavy. It took 20 people to be able to open them up. The Sha'ar Nicanor was opened on Shabbat Kodesh, on the holidays, and on Rosh Chodesh as a special honor. And if the king was in the Beit HaMikdash, these special gates were also opened in honor of the king. On the other days of the year, people would enter through smaller gateways that were to the left and to the right of Nicanor's special gate.
And the people loved to talk about the miracle, the nace of Nicanor's doors. They called this gate the Gate of Nicanor, Sha'ar Nicanor. And you know what? Years later, when they had more money and they were able to beautify the second Beit HaMikdash and replace lots of things in the Beit HaMikdash that were either made with silver or copper with gold, there was something that wasn't touched or changed. Nicanor's copper doors. Because whenever people looked at those doors, they remembered the special miracle that Hashem performed in honor of Nicanor and Nicanor's dedication, perseverance, hard work, and love for the holiness of the second Beit HaMikdash. In this week's Parsha, Parshat Vayakhel, we learn once again about the building of the Beit HaMikdash under Bezalel. Bezalel was the chief craftsman, and there were other helpers that stepped forward to work alongside him to create the Mishkan and everything that was inside it. And the Torah refers to the people that came to help as Kol Ish Asher Nisa'o Libo, the people whose hearts lifted them to come be helpers. Why are they referred to as people that lifted their hearts? The Ramban explains that if you think about it, the people didn't have any training in art. There was no art school in Mitzrayim, just a lot of bricks and a lot of cement. But because these people came with a full heart and were so eager to contribute, they lifted their hearts, and Hashem showed his tremendous desire to contribute. And the people in the time of the Mishkan, even though they didn't have the training, showed their dedication to serve Hashem, and they succeeded as a result. And I hope that we can take this message of putting forth ourselves and extending ourselves in the service of our community and in the service of Hashem, and know that we will be helped along and be able to succeed. And may our efforts to do so serve as a zechut to our beloved chayalim and our brothers and sisters in Israel. Shabbat Shalom.